Reporting some UFOs that are sitting on the bay out here at West Seattle. They got some lights, I can see them between our apartment house and Vashon Island and around to the, over towards, Greenbridge. I saw them in the sky earlier. You won't believe this.
You say they're sitting over the water?
Yeah, they're on the water. And they're sitting there in the, they're like a round, good Lord, how do I describe it? Just a round, bright light, and they're twinkling. And they work. And when I first, I had a tiny horse in my foot, and I got up, you know, to walk on it. And I saw this one out there on the water, and I went here, and I saw these lights in the sky earlier. And I woke my, it has been a wild night, I really slept. Starting about 2:30, we saw these lights, bright lights in the sky. I woke up and I looked out the window and I saw two bright lights. And I woke my husband and I said, God, where are those? And I knew they weren't playing, they weren't moving. And so we looked and watched and watched and took the drink. One of them disappeared or went out, or the light went out, and the other one was moving very slowly. And acted like it was getting farther away and down closer to the water. And so we went, finally went back to bed, went to sleep, and I woke up with this tiny horse, and I got up to walk on my foot, and I saw this one sitting out on the water. You know, it's not unusual to look out on the water. And at first I thought it was a tug or something, and it wasn't moving, and it was round, and I woke my husband, and I said, you're not going to believe this. But one of those things we saw in the sky was sitting on the water. And he looked up and got up and he said, my God, you're right. Now, he's been about, I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 of them that I can see in the region right there that are sitting out here between me and Vashon Island that are lit it up, that are lighted up. And, God, weird.
Okay, now, are these, what color lights are these?
Bright, no color, you know, just bright white.
Mm-hmm. Are they stationary?
Yep, they're stationary. We might have all been there but didn't have their light on until all of a sudden they came on. I just thought I was sleeping things. I called 911 and they're sending an officer out there in the city so he can see it too, and then they asked him to call your number. Turn my light off, huh?
Now what part of what channel are you located?
On this side.
This
down from the lighthouse. About half a mile south of my house. I hope you think that where I'm getting myself involved in a terrible thing.
Okay.
Well, I think it should be reported, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Am I not? There are. Good.
Okay. You didn't see these come down?
Nope. Absolutely did not. But when I looked out, I could see all these bright things in the sky. They didn't look like stars to me. They were just sort of stationary, like a bunch of stars in the sky. And I said, "Cousins are weird looking. I guess it's been so long since we've seen stars, you know, with the cloud. It must be, you know, what one looks like." And did you ever have a report like this before?
Oh, yeah.
How many people report this kind of thing before you do? He's afraid we're not going to be called in for psychiatric treatment.
When did you first spot these in the sky?
About, 2:30.
And when did you first spot it on the water?
Just about. Oh, I woke up about 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. I'm kind of scared.
Okay, police is going to fire out.
Yeah, they were sending out somebody for an officer to see it too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we got somebody over there. We'll have them go down and take a look.
Okay.
If we find out what it is, we'll let you know.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, I finally went to sleep about 5:30, and I kept laying down and thinking, oh God, that's not real. And I get myself up and look out there, and they were still out there. And then I saw, you know, the first ferry going across the Vashon. The lights were out there then. And I keep thinking, God, that's not real. My husband kept saying, well, it's just reflection. It's just reflection light. But there were lights that weren't any lights to be. And there was never any light over there on Vashon where these lights were before. And the one thing that I keep thinking about is that just when I first got up that second time and I woke up with a belly horse in my foot and I woke my husband up and I said, you never believe this, but one of those things we found the spy is sitting on a ladder over here. And he got up and he looked and he said, my God, you're right. And he went to the bathroom. And by the time he got back to the bathroom, from the bathroom, I said, what? There's lights all over the water. And see, we're living at the Harbor West, which is right over the top of the water. Are you familiar with the building? All out in front, you know, the windows just go right out over the water. All out in front of us is those doggone lights.
How far were they between you and Jackson?
Well, now that I'm looking at the water in daylight, I feel that they were maybe halfway. But you know, one other thing I didn't tell you last night, we had a weird night, believe me. Well, we went to bed about 12:30 after the New Year thing, and UFO thing. And about 2:30, I woke up, and I turned over and faced the window and looked out the window, and here were these two bright lights, and they were not normal bright lights. I mean, they were just stationary. They weren't like an airplane that you flip and goes and you change the spot. They stayed there. And I woke my husband up. And said, and he said, yes. And he said, well, they have to be UFOs.
He just suspended in midair.
Mm-hmm.
But now, in comparison, when you're looking straight out your window, were they above your straight line of vision or below it?
Well, up. You know, like up into the sky.
About how far up did you see in the view?
And how far up did you see in the view?
In degrees.
Like an airplane that was coming in for a landing, maybe. How far up is that plane going right there, honey? How far up is that plane? About 5,000 feet.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, it might have been different, but that's what it appeared like to the human eye. So, about that time, we laid back down and I had seen off to the right then all these stars looking, like they were, and the stars were terribly bright. And I thought, what are the stars? And then my husband says, don't tell you this part, but I have to tell you about this part. It's part of the whole
document.
All of a sudden, somebody was walking on the roof of our building. And my husband says, look out. He said, somebody's on the roof. And we heard human footsteps going out from the road, you know, going out a ways, and then got out of just a little ways and turned around and sort of halfway ran back. But whether the building is kind of a flat roof up there. And we jumped up and we thought, what in the devil was that? And it kind of frightened us because we go, well, it's 2:30 in the morning, what the heck is somebody walking on the roof for? And so we got frightened because with all the crummy things people are pulling around anymore, you know, you think, well, this somebody might be putting something up and catch the building on fire or placing a bomb or something. And you kind of get a little bit sick about that kind of a thing. So my husband went down to the manager and tried to raise him and make him answer the door. And so then he called 911 and called the police. And they were terribly busy last night, I guess, with all kinds of New Year's Eve plans. And we called back, and then finally they sent out the patrolmen. And he went back down and he waited with this manager, and then they came and they checked out, check all of the apartments in the building on the third floor. The third floor, we're on the third floor and this is the top floor. And there were, I guess, about four apartments that had access to the roof that might be out on the top of the the roof line is a place that somebody could go out through a window up on the roof. And so he checked with every one of those people in those apartments, and nobody had been out on the roof. And I guess not. Oh, they were walking above our apartment. And our apartment was close to the land end of the building. So this building goes 440 feet out of the water.
Oh, yeah.
And we are, actually, we are the first apartment close to the elevator, and the elevator is right next to the land yet. And, so, it was, in our apartment, is naturally on the side where all of these lights were. Did you get any other people calling in about it?
No, that's what really missed about it. Of course, that doesn't mean others didn't see it.
Well, my husband said, no, don't call, my God, I said, I've got to call somebody. I almost felt like it was a distress of something, you know, that somebody should know.
Okay, now, regarding those lights, the group of lights that you saw, could you give us anything, or any estimates in relation to their diameter?
Well, I was thinking about that laying in the bed this morning, and I thought, what in the devil, if somebody asked me how big those things go, what do they say? The light diameter, what it reminded me of would be like a solitary diamond that has a glow like it was being reflected on in sunlight. And it was like a round solitary diamond. I'm thinking of my own diamond when I've seen it captured in sunlight, how it the cuts of it kind of brilliant. And if I were to say two of those side by side from the distance they were might represent about what it would look like if the tug were going out there. Did you say that? Yeah. My husband said yeah. And you see, we see boats go by all the time. Tugs and big ships and this kind of stuff all the time. And so it's not unusual to see things out on the water, but those things weren't usual. I tell you that for sure. And after I hung up talking to you, there were a couple of them that were moving. And there was one of them that was green. The rest of them were just no color, just brilliant. And it was moving sideways. The green one was moving sideways, and so was one of the colorless.
How was the weather while you were watching?
Just as still, the water was just as still as it could be. Just like a sea glass, and it's still that way this morning.
And you could see that on with no problem? While this was going on?
Yeah, we could see the island in the reflection in the back.
No fog in that area?
Not a bit. It was one of the clearest nights I've ever seen.
Quite spectacular, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, what is your husband's first name?
Eldon.
Eldon?
E-O-N.
Oh, Eldon. Do you have your age?
I'm dizzy. Having hallucinations. You know, we didn't drink last night. I bet somebody who you see her had a wild time.
Is this the first time you've ever seen anything like that?
First time. I think, my God. You know?
Were you a so-called non-believer in UFOs previous to that?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I've never seen one, but no, I've never said there is no such thing.
Well, the reason I ask that is because about 98% of the people who have this type of experience are usually diehard non-believers.
Oh. No, as a matter of fact, I keep thinking and it keeps weighing in my mind. That it wasn't more than, 3-4 months ago I heard on television that UFOs were sighted off of West Seattle. Am I right?
Last September.
Yeah. Right. And what were they like?
Large, white, most white in color, but a few red, white.
Yeah, these were red.
Yes, sir.
One green one, as far as our you see, the building going straight out like this, we only get the side view. And as far as I could see, without going out on the deck, and by God, I wasn't going out there for anything, was to the very out to the end of the apartment building, I could see these lights. If you went out on the deck, you could see farther around, you see, to the west. But as far as I could see, and there was one of them that was over close to the man. And you know, afterwards, I was looking back toward the land and I could see light that looked that same way. And I thought, oh, well, maybe my husband's right. This is just a reflection. But there were lights that are normal out there.
They were absolutely dumb and absolutely the police and everything had left them. If you'd have gone to get drunk or something, we'd have thought that we just haven't, you know, experienced it. And we were both non-drinkers. So all we did is set up dinner at the space station last night. The person who woke me up and saw those two in the sky, naturally, the windows about 4 feet high. And they were up in the sky, so they would have to be up pretty high. And after all the commotion, other commotion settled down, I was laying in the bed, and I took just laid still as I could, and to use the window divider, and looked at one to the left of the window divider as I was looking out over in between Maury and Bashan Island. And I finally said to her, I said, it's moving. Pretty soon, I couldn't see it at all. It had gone behind the window divider, and I had to move my head to the right one bit, and I picked it up again. And finally, when I got back to the position I was, I just watched it, and it kept getting farther away from the window divider all the time, and it was looking like it was just going through the north and far west, and getting farther away. Now, what time span would be involved if that object is moving? Would this be just a couple minutes?
Oh, well, I bet that watched it for 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Now, an airplane, if it was an airplane, had been some reflection of something like that, it would have been out of your sight in that length of time.
Right.
Well, you know, when I first woke up the first time, which was at 2:30, before the guy walked on the roof, or whatever it was, a human footstep at least, it sounded like. Because we've heard people walk up there before, like in daytime. There have been times when the man in the house has to go up on the roof and check something out, you know, for leaks or something like that. We've heard them walking up there before, but never in the middle of the night. But, and so I recognized the human footstep, these two bright looking stars that were bigger than stars were hanging sort of like over and behind Vashon Island. And then off to the right or to the west were all these stars hanging in the sky. And like I'd never seen before. And we've lived here in this building for a year. And even in the summertime, there were no stars hanging like that before in that area.
Mm-hmm.
on the water, they weren't in. There were no none of those lights in the sky.
That's
it. Anymore.
Did the police send anyone out to observe those?
They said they were going to, but we never did hear from anybody. Mm-hmm. This woman that I talked to, when I called 911, and she referred me to Jennifer.
Yes.
And she said, can you see them now? And I said, yes. And she said, is your husband awake? And I said, yes. She said, has he seen them? And I said, yes. And she said, well, we'll send the patrolman out so that a police officer can also see them. And then I want you to call this number.
Yes. I even got the binoculars out, and I could see them through the binoculars. Did they have any different teeth? To me, it looked like, if you'd took, a flat piece of paper, put a line across, and then raised it up in the center about 3 inches, went out about 6 inches, and drew it up, and then back down again, the same way in the bottom, just like you said, like a diamond.
Uh-huh.
And,
it'd be like looking at a solitaire diamond sideways.
Yeah.
And it was a brilliant light.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
Now my eyes are sore this morning from looking at these lights.
Oh, I'm glad you told us that. That's very important. And they all, with the exception of this green one, they all remained white at all times?
Okay.
And were they there when you went back to bed? Did you just give up
watching? Yeah, 5:30 this morning.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if
it's the darnest thing I ever saw in my life.
Yeah. Okay. I think that I've got enough information for now. What we'd like to do, when everybody settles down for New Year's, we would like to get out there and look through this window as you saw them and draw a map and a picture sketch of the area and place the lights exactly where you saw them. And I'm hoping that possibly maybe we get some other reports from maybe that or something to get some triangulation in there.
Lights out there. We weren't about to disturb them again. probably should have for somebody else to verify the what we were seeing, but you know, you hesitate to disturb people in their sleeping.
Right. Now, while you were watching those lights, the latter group, did you get the feeling by any chance that you were being watched?
Well, I don't know. I kept, my husband came out and he was kind of disgusted with me because I even called anybody. He thought, well, somebody's going to want to call us in for psychiatric examination. Or, you know, God, we're getting into something that we don't know what we're getting into. And my idea was, my God, somebody should know by who is seeing it. And so, I can't say that with you.
Whether you had the feeling that you were being watched.
Yeah. So he turned on some lights in the apartment, and you might have heard me say, didn't they turn the lights off? Because I felt like if they saw our light go on, that they might single us out in this long building going out over the water, and they see somebody in them, and they'd be able to pinpoint us, you know? Which is kind of weird. I felt like I was watching a outer space movie or something, you know. It's kind of dumb, but there it was.
Okay, now, you spell your last name again.
Well, what's that? That's a N-A-T-T-E.
N-A-T-T-E?
Okay.
And would it be permissible to contact you later so we can go out there and have a look?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and I sure appreciate you talking to us, and if you hear of anyone else who had seen these things, we'd appreciate hearing from you again.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you very much.
I thank you again.